In Puerto Viejo de Talamanca, plants crawl along the beach in a smooth plain parallel to large pieces of driftwood the earthquake washed up in its fury. The inhabitants migrated from Jamaica and the Bahamas keep their island traditions. Restaurants and bakeries have names like Miss Dolly. We pass a former bus stop where men lean against tree trunks painted pastel colors. The power outage overnight means lukewarm tea instead of coffee at Soda Corral. Although we've discovered that most of the coffee is cut with burnt sugar, we're disappointed. The owners, Smokey and Anna, serve us wholesome wheat pancakes with molasses, refrescos, and the ubiquitous gallo pinto. After breakfast, Luis, Sheila, and I hike the road from Puerto Viejo to Manzanillo. Today we will walk 16 kilometers, a wildlife reserve part of the Caribbean lowlands. The Lonely Planet guidebook has been about 50% accurate in its guidance. This reserve requires a guide, but one may not be available. In that event, we could go to Punta Mono, except directions are lacking. Without caffeine, I'm not pleased about going on foot for 4 hours, possibly getting lost or even bitten by jungle snakes. We left the snake bite kits back in the cabina. I suppose if necessary, we could do the slash and suck routine, not recommended in the guidebook, except in emergencies. I hurry to catch up with Louise and Sheila, who are always ahead of me. A noisy pickup truck pulls up beside us. The driver offers us a ride. Sheila and I climb into the back while Louise shares the passenger seat with the large mutt. In the back is a man around the age of 30. Beginnings of a beard shade his gaunt face. He wears long dark pants, a long-sleeved turquoise shirt, and black shoes. He is Swiss and his name is Hans. He emigrated to Costa Rica 2 years before. Hans gets out at the same place we do. Sheila and I inquire about life here, and he, like others we've met so far in our journey, is not very informative. A few days before, we'd asked the guides at a coffee finca how much coffee workers were paid. No one answered us. Now we come to a puddle which covers the road for 7 feet. Hans stands on a small incline on one side and offers his hand to Sheila so she can walk through low grass. She's about to take his hand when we both notice he's rolled up his pants. His legs are gouged with holes of different sizes, some encircled with red rings. I think of the picture in the guidebook of the Poás volcano crater. The holes, jet black, resemble cigarette burns. His feet, especially his ankles, are swollen. Oh my God, I shout out, your feet, what happened? Sheila has taken off her sneakers and run through the water. Louise walks most carefully through the higher grass on the opposite side, and I stand mouth agape repeating, what happened, until my senses return, and I wade through the water, not bothering to remove my shoes.
Oh my God.